House will come to order. Brothers and sisters, just a roadmap of where we are. We have a reconsideration on House Bill 177. We have voted on House Bill 203, and the Senate needs to vote on that bill. And then, apparently, the Conference Committee on Senate File 106, the Abandoned Mine Lands Funds, has reached an agreement. They need to vote on that first, and then that comes to us. When all of those things are resolved, we have nothing left to do this session except go home. If there are issues pending, we'll just stay till they're done. So we are at that order of business of reconsideration of concurrence vote. Representative Northrup, that would be you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to bring this back up. I feel like I might have killed the bill personally by voting, being as it was one vote difference, and I was just voting on the weight or on the.
Technically, Representative Northrup, there's no debate. You just make the motion,
we vote
to reconsider, and then we vote again if we agree to reconsider.
Mr. Speaker, I move that House Bill 177 be reconsidered.
You've heard the motion. The motion is to reconsider the House's action on House Bill 177, the non-concurrence. A majority of the members is required to reconsider the vote, and then we will immediately, if we pass the accept the reconsideration, vote again on House Bill 177 concurrence. We are now on the motion to reconsider the House's action on House Bill 177. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer. Freeman.
No.
Gay. Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
No.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
McKim,
aye. Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
no.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker, Gay,
excused.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 40 aye, 19 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to reconsider the House's actions on House Bill 177. We are now voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 177. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
No.
Gay excused. Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
No.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
No.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Watt.
Yeah.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 37 aye, 22 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 177. The House will stand in recess. Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Certainly, Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you. Members of the body, you know, we're always doing compromises in this body, and I'm hoping we can come up with one here in just a moment. So hear me out on this. Up in the north balcony, today, Representative Dan Zwanitzer has his brother and sister-in-law and his two nephews. And Representative Dave Zwanitzer has his youngest son, daughter-in-law, and his two grandsons. And right in the middle of the whole family, Representative Dan Zwanitzer has his mom. And and it happens also to be my lovely wife. But here's the compromise I'm looking for today. Up there amongst that group is we have a five-year-old as of today. And, well, he's pretty embarrassed about us all singing happy birthday to him. So I was just sort of hoping maybe we could just do a three-word thing of saying happy birthday, Aiden, on three. So if you would join me, I would appreciate it. On three, one, two, three.
Happy birthday, Aiden.
Thank you.
Welcome to the House. We're at that order of business of messages from the Senate.
Message number 451, concurrence passed, motion to reconsider passed. Mr. Speaker, after favorable motion to reconsider the concurrence vote on the bill listed below, the bill passed the Senate by the vote indicated. Senate file number 118, eminent domain, -2, ayes 20, noes 10, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 452, conferees appointed. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed the Senate conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the House on Amendments to House Bill 177. The Senate conferees are Senator Coe, Chairman, Senator Nicholas, and Senator Bebout. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
We're at that order of business of signing enrolled acts. The first enrolled act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 117, being original House Bill 41.
Enrolled Act number 117 from original House Bill 41, an act relating to game and fish.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 117, being original House Bill 41. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 73, being original Senate File 55.
Enrolled Act number 73 from original Senate File 55, an act relating to a statewide energy and natural resource education initiative.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 73, being original Senate File 55. I have so signed. The next enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 74, being original Senate File 56.
Enrolled Act number 74 from original Senate File number 56, an act relating to adult protective services.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 75, being original Senate File 74, being original Senate File 56. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 75, being original Senate File 66.
Enrolled Act number 75 from original file number 66, an act relating to state-funded conservation easements.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 66 being original, or Senate Enrolled Act 75 being original Senate File 66. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 76 being original Senate File 149.
Enrolled Act number 76 from original Senate File 149, an act relating to game and fish.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 76 being original Senate File 149. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 77, being original Senate File 61.
Enrolled Act number 77 from original Senate File 61, an act relating to revision of inadvertent errors.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 77, being original Senate File 61. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 78, being original Senate File 136.
Enrolled Act number 78 from original Senate File number 136, an act relating to oil and gas.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 78 being original Senate File 136. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 79 being original Senate File 153.
Enrolled Act number 79 from original Senate File number 153, an act relating to unemployment insurance.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 79 being original Senate File 153. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 80 being original Senate File 160.
Enrolled Act number 80 from original Senate File number 160, an act relating to pesticides.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 80 being original Senate File 160. I have so signed. We're now at that order of business of the annual visit from our doorman, the cowboy poet of some accord, who's here to share some original cowboy poetry about us and our actions this session. Mr. Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I gather I do have privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure. And I'd like to start off, particularly for our new members, I'm going to read you an old one here that some of them still, I still like it, but then it's pretty good, too. I wrote it. And it's got a catchy title called The Ride. 'Twas a dark and stormy day out on the range where old Slim was riding to pick up strays. There were big, tall clouds in that blue Wyoming sky. They were dark on the bottom, but white way up high. This change in the weather wasn't lost on Slim. What was left of them patches of blue was getting mighty thin. The clouds were getting closer and blacker and thicker. Slim cussed himself because he knew he didn't have his slicker. I'm going to get wet sure as hell, that cowboy thought. Then lightning flashed and thunder clapped and scared both Slim and Mount. The horse jumped and crow hopped, but Slim stuck there like glue. Settle down, Your Honor, cuss. Don't need to be both wet and a foot, too. That lightning bolt and thunder clap were the first of many that day. That flash of light and terrible sound sent that horse on his way. That both hands on the horn, one foot in the stirrup. This ride wasn't for show. With one rein dragging, old Slim was hollering, "Whoa, you son of a gun, whoa!" I cleaned that up. He was running like the devil, missing gopher holes just by inches. That horse was trying to lose Slim, saddle, and cinches. That cowboy was doing his best to hang on, of course. It was a ride it could have been on, wide world of sports. Slim slid along that horse from ears to rump, afraid to stay on and too scared to jump. They ran up hills and down the other side, old Slim hanging on for a memorable ride. With the bit in his teeth, that horse had his head. He ran full tilt, not looking ahead. Slim was a-cussing and sawing on the reins, just a little concerned that his doors would be stained. The horse was a runner. He just wouldn't quit, hauling Slim through the rain with a horn in his grip. Now, out here in the West, we don't get much precip, but when it comes all at once, You just wouldn't believe it. Well, this is one of those where the sky's dumped a load. A real frog strangler, the kind of which stories are told. That gully washer had filled up the draw. There was mud and water clear to the top of that natural trough. Slim started thinking. His worst fears he dreaded. It was soon apparent where that fool horse was headed. Oh, please stay out of that gully, Slim begged the horse. But the cayuse ran faster and ignored Slim, of course. Slim knew where the bank was, but it didn't matter. She was running level full with mud and water. The horse... Hell, it ain't even Saturday, and they went down with a terrible kersplat, and all you could see of Slim was the top of his hat. Hell, it ain't even Saturday, and I'm taking a bath, Slim thought, and if I don't get out quick, it'll be my last. He quit the horse with a mighty lunge and popped out of the water, all soaked up like a sponge. Swam a few strokes and soon reached the bank, grabbed a sagebrush and said a quick thanks. The horse popped up and eyeballed old Slim, turned right around and started to swim. Then the horse crawled out on the other side, and Slim hunkered down to salve his wounded pride. When the rain stopped and the sun warmed up Slim, he swore that horse was laughing at him. Then the horse left, just decided to skedaddle. Where the cinches broke, they found parts of the saddle. Slim slogged through the mud as he walked back to the ranch. I'll kill that damn horse if I just get the chance. Well, Slim still punching cows, and his hair's whiter, not thicker. And on good days or bad, he always has his slicker. Now, when folks ask about the horse that washed his hide, he says, hell, the horse was in charge. I was just along for the ride. I got a couple more I'm going to unload on you here, if I can find them. Particularly for our new members, several years ago, in 2005, as a matter of fact, sitting on the other side of that door, I couldn't help but take a gander around and see what was going on, and I decided we could name that, rather than the house lobby, it was Ambush Alley. The lobby has to be renamed. Its use just ain't the same. It's no longer just a place to loiter. Now folks come to reconnoiter. Here they come to lie in wait, to catch a representative at the gate, or send in lots of notes, hoping to get them to change their votes. Constituents, lobbyists, and PACs have lots of questions and favors to ask. There's lots of special and individual needs. Vote for it or against it, please. All this goes on outside that door because they can't get in here on the floor. So we pack them in and they shove and they push and they lie in wait, ready to ambush. Representatives maneuver through the crowd. Folks holler their names out loud. Because our members run that gauntlet, Ambush Alley is what we'll call it. Now, there's a word that keeps getting used around here, and with apologies to Dr. Seuss, I'd tell you about bringer. Bringer is a word frequently heard whose meaning is obscured and many think absurd. Now, sometimes in debate, we hear some orate and we watch them gesticulate as they articulate about one of their mates they call the bringer. When a major has a bringer, it must be a zinger or another humdinger who's been rung through the ringer, a folk singer, a right winger, a left winger, but never a mudslinger. It must be a sponsor. It could be an author or a father or a daughter or a schemer or a dreamer with considerable demeanor, or could be an intervener or a gleaner or a screamer or perhaps a daydreamer. I always thought that bringer was something that you said when you had it in your head to take a little chance on a new romance. Ask a lady to a dance and you said that you would bring her. So what is bringer? Is it a clinker or a stinker or a free thinker? We ask a libertarian, a sectarian, even a vegetarian, a librarian, and a grammarian, and some say it's a cancer or a dancer or a freelancer or an enhancer. We still don't have an answer. Now, sitting outside that door is a whole nother education. I'd certainly recommend anybody to do it. And I must say that that's the best job in the Capitol building right out there, because I get to see a lot of fine folks in the legislature and the lobbyists and all the other folks. And I don't care if you finish up today. I'm having fun. I can stick around as long as you want. But this one I put, excuse me, I put this together for the 62nd. The saga of the 62nd won't go down as a legend. Even with belt-tightening budget bills, there were some social issues that brought out tears and tissue, and some made folks downright ill. Bringer is still an anomaly that's crept into our vocabulary, and still we ask for a favorable eye, which, of course, brings to mind, is there any other kind, when we ask folks to verify? The great scheme of things is not always what it seems. Now it's legal to hitch a ride, dine on roadkill, and not pay the bill, but be sure to save the hide. And if that's not enough, we really got tough and made an education director. The current superintendent came very nearly to end it when authority was shifted against her. And because another became law, but newspapers claimed it was flawed, it allowed UW to keep secret about how you could hire and not be required to search for candidates and not reveal it. Look at the facts and raise the fuel tax, came the plea from transportation. Make it just a dime and we'll use it in time to help counter with inflation. As we ventured into the session, there arose a pertinent question. All the laws that came to pass with grand recitation and passionate oration, we wonder, do legislatures really run on compressed natural gas? With strict gun laws looming and the horizon looks gloomy, we want to use silencers and suppressors. Even enters our heads to arrest the feds when they become the aggressor. But after 14 years of trying to get folks to buy in and accept the notion of a lottery, it wasn't exactly flying and came very close to dying like a chunk of unwanted pottery. And then the fairest of the fair, Representative Rosie, cut her hair and gave a great gift of her own. It went to one who needs it, who will always keep it, none other than our own Representative Mary Throne. Have a good day.
Well, brothers and sisters, we have some more enrolled acts to read and sign. We're getting there. First enrolled act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act Number 81, being Original Senate File 118.
Enrolled Act Number 81 from Original Senate File Number 118, an act relating to eminent domain.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 81, being Original Senate File 118. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act Number 82, being Original Senate File 60.
Enrolled Act Number 82 from Original Senate File Number 60, an act relating to the Medicaid program.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act 82, being Original Senate File 60. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 83, being Original Senate File 75.
Enrolled Act Number 83 from Original Senate File Number 75, an act relating to state institutions.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 83, being Original Senate File 75. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 84, being Original Senate File 83.
Enrolled Act Number 84 from Original Senate File Number 83, an act relating to Medicaid.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 84, being Original Senate File 83. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 85, being Original Senate File 90.
Enroll Act Number 85 from Regional Center File Number 90, an act relating to state lands.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 85 being Original Senate File 90. I have so signed. Is there anybody that wants privilege of the floor? Representative Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There's been a lot of introductions here, and sometimes it takes the last day to get someone so important to come down that you are choked up when you introduce them. Sometimes kids turn out despite what you do. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a young man in the gallery that is taller than me, stronger than me, more intelligent than me, kinder hearted than me, better humored than me. Obviously, he takes after his mother. Folks, would you welcome my son, Graham, to the House of Representatives.
Welcome to the House. Representative Green.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You may have noticed Representative Larson taking a lot of photos since the session started. There's a thumb drive being passed around of all his photos. If anybody wants a copy, it's somewhere in this section here. Yep, Representative Kasparek has it. There are two folders. It's the top folder, and then he's downloading today's pictures as well. So if anybody wants those, feel free to get that thumb drive and get those photos.
Representative Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to clear the air, I know everybody is waiting for bated breath to find what the conferees on the original Senate File 47 were able to accomplish. We did accomplish one thing in particular, and that was that we did get the three conferees from the Senate to join with the three conferees from the House. That was the first and last agreement. other than that, they rejected the amendment, and there was no further debate or no further discussion. So for the purposes of the record, Senate File 47 will not receive any further consideration. The conversation, however, was lasted for over 40 minutes, where they didn't want to start to begin with. The duration of that was at least a healthy exchange between members of the Senate and members of the House, having to deal with, as it started off, with the issue of 47, which fiscal differences, school district regional cost adjustment decisions, which we have ignored for the last 5 years. And now we finally got to the point where they did understand that about 65% of the school attendance is represented by the failure of the legislature, not at the hands of the House. So it's with appreciation that we did have an opportunity to have the discussion and compel at least some consideration that may have an impact on the interim committee work. So with that, that's the end of Senate File 47. Thank you for the opportunity.
This is the part where we say goodbye to Senate File 47. Goodbye, Senate File 47. Representative Barlow, privilege. No. Anybody else for privilege of the floor? With that order of business of messages from the Senate.
Message number 453, Joint Conference Committee Report adopted. Mr. Speaker, House Bill number 203, Health Benefit Exchange Study and Select Committee. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated, which was ayes 24, noes 6, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Brothers and sisters, this is where we are. The Senate is voting to concur on Senate File 106. If they concur, they will send it over here. If we concur, we have, as I calculate it, 2 enrolled acts to sign if we concur on Senate File 106. And then we will do the closing ceremonies, coming right to that exciting part of the day where we find out who wins the when will we adjourn pool. With that, the House will stand in recess until the sound of the gavel. House will come to order. Representative Nicholas, privilege of the floor.
I just want to remind everybody that the ribs have been slowly cooking for the last couple hours. The crab has arrived. The bread is ready to be broken, so as soon as we're out of here, we'll start having a showdown. So please, everyone, come over.
We're at that order of business of messages from the Senate.
Message number 454, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 106, projects funded by abandoned mine land funds. The Senate adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1, report on the bill listed above by this vote. Ayes 28, noes 1, 1 excuse, signed Dinah Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
With that order of business and consideration of Joint Conference Committee reports, the Joint Conference Committee report for our consideration is Joint Conference Committee report number 1 on Senate File 106. Representative Wallace.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 106 and ask for your favorable consideration. What we have done to the AML funds bill is the Senate agreed with us on the language that occurs both at the beginning. Actually, it's at page 2, line 17, where we insert some language that clearly explains the general fund swap that happened in relationship to the $10 million dollars that was originally in the bill for the University of Wyoming Athletics Facility and that swap. And then there is a similar provision at the end of the bill that the Senate also agreed was worthy of consideration. On page 4, line 4 is the place where we did do some work, and this is in relationship to the $1 million to the which was originally to the Department of Transportation to build a compressed natural gas fueling station and contemplated the conversion of some vehicles. And then we had changed that in this House to be solely for the purchase of buses. And the reason that we did that was because we heard testimony that there was a private entity that was going to be building a fueling station, and that the university liked that concept better than the original because it was going to cost considerably more than $1 million for the university to build that fueling station. The conclusion we came to with the senators was that $1 million may be overfunding for purchase of those vehicles, and so what we did in conference was to insert the language at the bottom of that first page of the committee report. Prior to the expenditure of any funds, the University of Wyoming shall present a budget for the purchase or conversion of vehicles which operate on compressed natural gas to the Joint Appropriations Committee, and then on the next page, none of these funds shall be expended except upon further legislative authorization. Then on page 6, they objected to some of the language that we had deleted and amended. And so the line on page 6, 19, and part of 20 that we had deleted, let's see. We inserted that the governor shall additionally determine that the facility will be of substantial benefit to the public, basically reinserting that provision and adding that it was the governor who was responsible for doing that. On line 24, they adopted essentially what we had done, which was delete the and insert an agency of the state of Wyoming, and then deleted all of 25 and the first word on 26, but also added the governor here. So that now reads that the governor, as designated by the governor. And then the last, there is no other significant change that I haven't already mentioned. You'll see section 6 that winds up at the end. That is essentially that language talking about the substitution of general funds for the University Arena Auditorium. Mr. Speaker, that is the report, and I would ask for your favorable eye.
Anyone else for the first time? First time. Second time. We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 106. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger. Berger. Blake. Berger excused. Blake. Blake excused. Blevins. Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Excuse.
Brown excused. Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Excuse.
Davison excused. Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Excuse.
Esquibel excused. Filer. Freeman. Gay, excused. Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Yellow.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings. Hutchings, excused. Yagi. Yagi, excused. Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart. Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz. Excuse. Moniz excused. Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Excuse.
Piperinen excused. Reeder.
Excuse.
Reeder excused. Semlick.
No.
Summers. Summers
excused.
Stebson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Esquibel. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Gingery, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Freeman, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 45 aye, 6 no, 9 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 106. Brothers and sisters, I've got two enrolled acts to sign. This enrolled act has to go to for processing. After we sign that enrolled act, then we will have our closing ceremonies. We'll come back, sign the enrolled act, and have the closing ceremonies. So the first enrolled act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 118, being original House Bill 177.
Enrolled Act Number 118 from original House Bill Number 177, an act relating to the Hathaway Student Scholarship Program.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 118, being original House Bill 177. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 119, being original House Bill 203.
Enrolled Act Number 119 from original House Bill Number 203, an act relating to the administration of government and health insurance exchanges and related functions under federal law.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 119 being original House Bill 203. I have so signed. House will stand in recess until the sound of the gavel, which will be after the governor's bill signing.
Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, the governor is suspending bill signings because as we because the Senate has already sent their escorts to get him from the bill signings. So we'll just go ahead and do what we need to do to close. So House will come to order. Representative Byrd, I couldn't hear you. We'll count. Representative Larson.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor, if I may. Members of the House, just so you know, I had one of the media folks ask me if they could have pictures, and I've turned them down. I said there's no way they could have my file or the pictures of you. So if any of the pictures I've taken ends up on any of the publication, it's because somebody else here has let them. But I've told them that they didn't, that they were my pictures and that they couldn't be used. Okay.
At that order of signing of enrolled acts, the enrolled act for our consideration is Senate and enrolled act 86 being original Senate file 106.
Enrolled act number 86 from original Senate file 106, an act relating to projects funded with abandoned mine lands funds.
I'm about to sign Senate enrolled act 86 being original Senate file 106. I have so signed. Okay, the House will be in recess until the sound of the gavel, which shouldn't be too long depending on what's happening down at the Senate. Representative Chairman Lockhart, before we go into recess.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just wanted to thank everybody for their support of the Race for the Cure. If you didn't get your checks to either Ken or myself, you have an opportunity between now and August when the race is run, and you don't have to run the race. But thank you very much for everything you did for helping those identify and get a cure for cancer.
Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In your box, when the senators over on the other side put this fishing trip together, and he would like to get a fishing trip for the legislators. They've been there. It's a fabulous trip. And if you're interested, how do you say Kurt Meyer without saying his name? He's trying to put that together. So have a look at that if that's of interest to you. I've had a couple people say, yeah, that. And right now, a getaway like that would be really nice. So have a look at that if that interests you. Call that, or you can call me, either one. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
And the House will be in recess until the sound of the gavel.